This chazal is the chiddush of Pachas Chesel Shvagim Avayim Yehuda Masechtas Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. Brisa says the word Besherecha teaches that all gateways need mezuzahs, whether it's the gateway of a house, a courtyard, a medina, or a city. Abayi asked Rav Safra, why didn't the Rabbanim put up a mezuzah by the gateway of Mechuzah? He said that gateway was constructed to hold the tower that was built on top of it, not as an entranceway, and therefore no mezuzah is needed. Abayi asked, since the gateway leads to the tower in which the prison guards live, it should require a mezuzah for that. Abayi said, Mechuzah didn't get a mezuzah because the Goyim would have thought that the Yidden were doing some sort of kishif, and that would have put the Yidden in danger of from the Goyim. Says, that shluchei mitzvah ain't a nizakim, so how could it have brought Eden in danger? Mar says that doesn't hold true for a situation in which danger is likely, like we see by Shmuel. A silo, a barn, a woodshed, and a storehouse don't need a mezuzah because women sometimes use them to bathe in them. Rabbi Yehuda asked, if women wouldn't use them, they would be chayiv. A brisa says that a barn is potter from mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda said, the brisa meant to say that even though women sometimes use these structures to put on makeup, they're still potter from mezuzah. Rav Kahana asked, the brisa says that a barn used by women to put on makeup is chayiv mezuzah. The only thing that you, Rabbi Yehuda, can answer is that whether such usage by women creates a chiyah from mezuzah is a subject of machlekes tanoim between the brises. I too can answer that whether a regular storehouse needs a mezuzah is a subject of a machlekes among tanoim. Brisa says the words beisecha teach that a silo a barn, a woodshed, and a storehouse do not need mezuzah, but others do require one. In truth, they said, a bathroom, a tannery, a bathhouse, a mikveh, and storehouse used by women are all potter from needing a mezuzah. Kahana will explain this brisa to initially be discussing a regular storehouse, which is why the brisa says it's the subject of the machlekes. The use by women referred to in the next part of the brisa refers to the using the storehouse for bathing, which is why it will be potter from mezuzah according to all shitas. Rabbi Yehuda will explain the brisa to initially be discussing a storehouse used for applying makeup, which is why the brisa says it's a subject of machlekes. However, a storehouse with no human use would be potter according to everybody. The next part of the brisa says that the bathrooms, etc., never need a mezuzah according to anybody, even if it's used by women to apply makeup, because of the odors and uncleanliness associated with them. In fact, the brisa says that regular barns and storehouses do need a mezuzah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no tanu who holds that way. This is to Yufta, the Rabbi Yehuda. Zakti Gemara Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda told a brisa that says there are six gateways that are potter from mezuzah: a silo, a barn, a woodshed, a storehouse, an archway, a gateway with no roof on top, and a gateway that's not 10 tefachim tall. Rava asked, you said that there were six, but then you listed seven. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda answered, the archway is actually subject to machlekes among Tanoim and Abraisa. The Abraisa said, or Meir says, an archway must have a mezuzah affixed to it, and the Chacham say it does not need one. They both agree that if the walls of the archway are 10 tefachim high before they begin sloping inward to less than 4 tefachim, then it would be chayiv to have a mezuzah. Abai explains, there are Meir and the Chacham only argue in a case where the side walls are 4 tefachim apart up to a point of 3 tefachim high, the arch itself is at least 10 tefachim high, and there is a solid wall next to the arch that one can conceivably carve out in a way that would allow the archway to be 4 tefachim wide up to a height of 10 tefachim tall. In that case, Rav Meir says, we view the archway as carved out and therefore require mezuzah to be affixed to it. The Chacham say, we do not view it so and therefore no mezuzah is required. Mar says, the Brisa says, a shul, a woman's house, and a house belonging to partners are all chayiv to have a mezuzah. In fact, Mar, this pshita, this seems obvious. Mar says, we would have thought that the word beisecha teaches that only a man's house, because it's written in the masculine form, and only the house of an individual, because it's written in the singular form, should be chayiv mezuzah. The Brisa therefore teaches that even the house of a woman and the house of partners are also chayiv. Maybe we should talk and exclude them based on beisecha. Maybe we should talk and should exclude the house of a woman and the house of partners. Mar says, the pasuk teaches that the reward for the mitzvah of mezuzah is long life. The women and partners, they don't want long life. They don't deserve to merit long life, so it must be that they're included as well. Rav explains, the word beisecha teaches that the mezuzah should be placed on the side that you enter, on the right side as you enter, just as your right foot is typically the first thing to enter into the house. Mar says, a similar brisa says, a shul, a woman's house, and a house belonging to partners are all subject to tumah from tzaras. Pshita seems obvious. Mar says, we would think, since the pasuk says, ubo asher loy habayis, regarding the tzaras of a bayis, then this teaches that only the house of an individual is subject to tzaras. The brisa therefore teaches, and maybe only a man's house is subject to tzaras. The brisa therefore teaches that the house of a woman and the house of partners are also subject. Based on taka asher loy habayis, maybe taka should exclude the house of partners and the house of a woman. The pasuk says, Tzaras applies beveis eretz achuzaschem, which suggests that it applies to all houses. And the word loy teaches that tsaras is inflicted on the house of someone who keeps all his possessions loy to himself, meaning he doesn't want to lend them out. The punishment is that when the kohen comes to clean the house, that all his possessions are empty out of the house for all to see.